Ashura is a highly important day for the Shias. Hussein ibn Ali, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, became a martyr at the Battle of Karbala on the 10th day of Muharram. There is an estimated 400 Shia families in the country, which include of expatriate communities and locals. At the beginning of this month, for 10 days, every evening, people gathered for the sermon. The 10th day being the most significant, brings in everyone, and this year the commemorations are being held at the new mosque. Mr. Asadi, the head of Culture Center of Iran, explains what preparations are planned to mark this day.
We have got the Zimbabwean Muslim community, Lebanese, Iranian, Asian, all we get together, and in this majalis we talk about the philosophy of the uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and necessity of how it is important to talk and remember the issue of Karbala.
People from different Shia communities in Zimbabwe join at the new mosque to commemorate this day.
Very important indeed, just only to remember and make a commemoration for the late Imam, who was the Imam of the Islam all over the world. For this, I mean to emphasize so that all the people, they can understand better how important is today of Ashura.
It's really about that kind of uncompromising steadfastness for justice, for truth, at all costs, even outnumbered 100,000 to 72. That's just standing the ground for truth, for justice, for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
A visiting scholar from Iran, who is conducting a workshop on the same topic, spoke on the significance of this time.
When Imam Hussein saw the situation, although he was in the danger of being killed for the way of his own belief, but because of his belief, because he was observing the danger of this government, he started to rebel and to awaken the people of the time about the valuable feature of human being and valuable feature of the religion of Islam.
Commemorations of Ashura on the 10th of Muharram every year is a reminder to us of the sacrifices made by Prophet Muhammad's family. Fazila Muhammad, Press TV, Harare.